I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Do you think of Easter as a victory day? The concept carries poignancy in many countries where Slava Gospel Association serves. Eric Mock with SGA once met an older woman in Ukraine who had lost everything. Yet she wore a beautiful smile. She explained that everything tragic in her life had led her to a place where she found the grace of God. His peace and joy are in her heart, and she knows heaven is coming. That same hope in Jesus' resurrection is yours today, if you know Christ.
Even as you watch the chaos in this world, or even some of the chaos in our own country, to see Easter as a point of victory, a point of celebration, that our lives are not determined by our circumstances, both positive and negative, but it's the hope we have in Jesus Christ, by His grace, through faith.
There's more at missionnews.org. And today is Resurrection Sunday, the day that Jesus conquered death by rising from His grave. Hutchcraft Ministries' Ron Hutchcraft says this weekend is more than a holiday for millions of believers worldwide.
When you go to Easter morning, you see at that empty tomb three life changers. One is the proof. Some people think Easter is just a historical event, but it's much more than that.
Resurrection Sunday holds deep personal meaning for those who follow Christ.
The resurrection of Jesus is the ultimate proof that there's only one way we can get to heaven. In order to give eternal life, you have to have it. And the only one who ever proved he had it is the man who conquered death.
Armed with a hope of a risen Savior, Christ followers have a new life mission. To find your rescue resource, look for this story at our website. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids and families worldwide. So this month, they're offering a free annual subscription to the Kids and Teens Devotionals and a box of Bible highlighters. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.